from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Work has begun to paint new lines on Ross and Jubilee Avenues between Pine Street, Ontario Boulevard, and Ontario itself. The city's public works director says it will be completed once the paint truck is modified for computer-assisted line painting. Ken Kersell is still working with the supplier on a solution to the problem of the peeling green bike lanes. Kersell says it's happened in several communities.
We are going to fix that this year. We're going to put some new markings out, and we're going to look at some other products as well.
Kersell tells MyTimmonsNow.com that paint isn't an option because it's slippery when wet. The Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League has approved the transfer of its Cochrane franchise to Iroquois Falls. Crunch owner and coach Tom Nicolau says he can't comment on this being the third try for a team at the Just Jordan Arena because he wasn't there and doesn't know what happened.
Iroquois Falls have checked all the boxes. Everything is in place there. There's the corporate support in place. Billets are in place. Everything is in place. The staff's in place. Everything is there.
Nicolau confirms that the captain of one of those Iroquois Falls teams, Kevin Walker of Timmins, will join his coaching staff. Our full interview is on MyTimmonsNow.com. Testing has to show no contamination before the city lifts a boil water advisory at the Pine Ridge Motel and Trailer Court on Highway 101 West. The Environmental Services Department says it's because of necessary maintenance to the system. Bring the water to a rolling boil for at least a minute before using it for drinking, cooking, or food preparation. Canada will not be intimidated by China's retaliation for the expulsion of a diplomat from this country. Prime Minister Trudeau says the decision to send the diplomat home was made knowing China would make a countermove. This morning, Beijing announced that the Canadian consul in Shanghai must leave by Saturday. Other unspecified acts of retaliation are threatened. The decision to expel the Chinese diplomat from Canada came a week after a report that he'd been involved in intimidation tactics against Conservative MP Michael Chong and his family members who live in Hong Kong. And the Russian president says the West has launched a real war against his country. Vladimir Putin made the comment at Victory Day celebrations as he continues his familiar positioning of the invasion of Ukraine as necessary to defend Russia against a Western threat. As Russia celebrated the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II, it launched cruise missiles at targets in Ukraine. Ukrainian authorities say its air defenses destroyed all but two. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.